USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is announcing additional relief for Puerto Rico just days after Hurricane Fiona wreaked havoc on the island. In addition to a disaster declaration, Biden is authorizing complete restoration efforts.
100% funding for debris removal, search and rescue, power and water restoration, and shelter and food for the month.
Mayor Lori Lightfoot is responding to statements made by McDonald's CEO about the crime in Chicago. He said the city is in crisis. The mayor responding by saying the fast food executive should educate himself more before speaking. There's outrage over an attack on a flight attendant. A passenger sucker punched the American Airlines crew member as the flight was midair from the Mexican beach town of Cabo to Los Angeles. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This week on the Green Stock Journal, we're looking at public companies dedicated to environmentally friendly alternative energy sources. Blue Biofuels, trading under the symbol BIOF, has developed and patented a technology that can convert ordinary plant materials such as king grass, sugarcane bagasse, and farm waste into sugars that are used to create ethanol and sustainable aviation fuels. Blue Biofuels does this in a CO2 neutral and environmentally friendly manner. With the Ukraine war leading to grain shortages and record high corn prices, Blue Biofuels offers an alternative to corn-based ethanol by using plant-based waste. There are limitations in the amount of corn available for fuel, whereas there is sufficient plant-based feedstock suitable for the BIOF process to replace half the fossil fuels used in the U.S. Technologies like Blue Biofuels could be the answer that brings about a biofuels revolution, producing billions of gallons a year, making green energy production finally a reality. Do your research now on BIOF. For more on this story, visit GreenStockJournal.com. This week on the Green Stock Journal,